be vulnerable. He's not here for the right reason.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
Be vulnerable.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
He's not here for the right reason.
Be more like Mussolini, you know?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rose Pricks Podcast. I'm Ronnie Caron from Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother Podcast. And I'm here with my gorgeous, talented co-host, Stephanie Wilder-Taylor of the For Crying Out Loud Podcast. Hello, Steph.
You're too much.
Hi. Everybody, you can find us on TrashTalkTV.com. Just look under podcast or go to RosePricks.com. That's us. Mm-hmm. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rose Pricks Pod, and on Facebook we're at Rose Pricks Podcast.
Or go to on Facebook, you can go and talk shit about these people and we'll read it.
Oh my god, some funny comments on there this week and good observations, little detectives.
Mm-hmm.
I love people who will watch some detail. I'll obsess over a vase.
I know, but that's the fun of the show, I think.
I think it is too.
Even though these people are the macro note. These people are also meaningless. They have meaningless lives, and they're going nowhere.
Well, sometimes if you need to look at who your audience is, you look at your live show. And those girls, I've never seen a sadder dress barn in my life.
Oh, my God. I know.
And they were crying. Do they audition chunky girls to come in and see who can cry before they have these live shows? Those girls were crying and wearing some roughly dress barn.
This is the thing that separates, you know, the two different types of people. There are the type of people that watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you know, so earnestly. Like, these people are finding love. And then there's people that watch it because we're making fun of it. I mean, I feel like you can get into something and be into it and not just completely cynical, but like there could be moments that you're like, oh, that's kind of sweet. But inside, you know for a fact that it's all reality television. And I don't understand the people. I don't understand the people that are like, no, it's real. My sister-in-law thinks it's real.
Oh, that's scary. Is she in a happy marriage?
Yes.
She is?
She really believes like that these people like are finding love.
How did she meet her husband?
They met at work.
Okay. Was it like love at first sight where they saw each other and then he waited a couple of days to say, I love you. And then she asked if he was going to take it back. And then she tested his dick out. And then they got married the next week.
Right. And she tested everybody else's dick out at her job. No. No, it was completely normal, which is why I don't understand how she could think that's real.
Yeah, I think it's people projecting what they want onto things. You know, it's like when people get mad about stuff on these shows. Usually we're mad about stuff from our own life. Isn't that deep, you guys?
So deep.
But I think The Bachelorette's kind of like that. I think these girls just think, oh, maybe it could happen to me. Maybe there's an old man with doll hair, and he's just going to talk nonsensically all day long about how much he loves me in different ways. He'll structure that sentence in 100 different ways, but all of them will be saying, I love you, Maureen!
Exactly. And, you know, think about it. It is such a fantasy and wish fulfillment for women to have that many guys be, you know, open with their feelings. Here's the thing. It's not real, right? But to a woman at home who has trouble even making one date go well, right? You have a single woman. She's maybe dating online. Every guy is an asshole.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is this fantasy of like that every guy is in love with her right away, sees a future with her, wants babies, is open with his feelings, wants to talk out any issue, is falling in love with her immediately. I mean, that is 100% not the real world.
I was just reading an article, about Tinder exhaustion and how everybody's miserable on Tinder because, you know, you just swipe and you swipe and it's supposed to be matching people up who like each other, which was a good idea. But now everybody has that mutual semi-like that they're too lazy to do anything about. So you forget all the people that you've kind of liked. And then you look at a list of people that you've... I mean, I've never had a list on Tinder. Really, if I get one or two, I'll celebrate. I'll have a skee-ball party. Apparently, a lot of people have multiple likes and they're just confused, you know, because no one is coming to them and saying, remember when I told you maybe we could get coffee? I really meant I love you. Okay, that's good enough.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's not real. Where I think she's going to pick Jordan Heron And I think that the guy is like the biggest douche canoe, asshole, cheater. And how could, you know, but I guess you got to feel a little bit bad for her. How can she tell when all they're doing is to her face going, I'm in love with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. How can you think that's real, though?
Well, she's a liar, too.
True.
Well, I thought I was feeling things, but then I didn't know. I'm sorry. I hurt you.
Yeah.
And the fact that, okay, let's just get into it.
Okay,
because I'll start jumping all over the place.
Okay.
So this is Men Tell All. So we're lucky enough to start with the biggest shocker that Chad has his own trailer. Chad's trailer in that, you know, foam gold star that says Chad. And you just hear. I was so excited when I saw Chad got his own trailer.
Good for Chad.
That man can do a lot with no grasp of the English language and a couple of raw yams. You gotta hand it to him. First, I was so impressed that Chris could talk so much. I've never seen him have so many lines because I'm newer to the show. So I just thought he like masturbates, says a line, and then masturbates again. But he actually said a lot of things. I was impressed with him. He's like, hi, I'm Chris. And here's some guys. And also, here's a clip. And also, look at that. And hey, guys, look, now I'm on a couch. Look, here's some flowers.
I know, he's almost as good as Ryan Seacrest.
He doesn't open his mouth as widely as Ryan Seacrest does.
True.
But still, he said a lot of lines. I mean, you earned that paycheck, Chris.
I agree.
So he sang a lot of lines, and he showed us the Bachelor in Paradise preview.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so there's a lot of that. Yeah, it's going to be good. It looks good.
So who's this Nick guy? Is he also a Bachelor in Paradise guy? Or so
Nick? Okay. Remember I was telling you on a past episode that on the last season of The Bachelorette with Kristen, it seemed like there was a front runner the whole time, but then she slept with another guy. And I told you that you could tell that was actually real because the guy that was sort of the front runner got really mad.
Oh,
so
that's him.
The guy that she slept with and ultimately did not pick is Nick. And everybody thinks he's really shady.
He looks like Eddie Munster had a baby with an elf.
Yes.
He has like elfin, but handsome, but yes, elven features. Kind of like the lead in that Zelda game on the Nintendo. Just like a hot little elf, but a brunette. Well, anyway, who cares? We'll see him later.
Yeah,
Vampire Canada is going to be back, and he just sticks his butt out the whole time. I hope that guy gets some D.
Yeah, I hope he does too. I don't understand. Here, my problem is I don't understand the appeal of almost any of these guys. The first season ever of The Bachelorette, I was so into because all the guys were really cute. And it did feel like, oh my God, there's finally a girl and she's surrounded by all these actually cute, seemingly nice guys. And they're all into her. But now it does feel like just the auditions for a bad reality show.
And also a bad reality show.
Exactly.
Which are both amazing things.
Love it.
Those dumb twins did a Clorox commercial and they could barely read the card, which was so funny to watch. And it was for Clorox Concentrate. I was like, you all can't concentrate. And they were doing it with Vinny. And congratulations, Vinny, for getting rid of those plugs. You look so much better with your natural balding.
Which one's Vinny?
The Baba from Staten Island.
Oh, yes. The other drunkie.
Who I think almost cried 3 times today. I don't know why. Maybe misses his plugs. Who knows? But I was glad. Who knows? I was glad to see a guy who's naturally balding now. It's like some growth. Maybe not in your follicle area, but in your heart, Vinny.
Exactly.
And that counts more.
I can't wait till we get to one of the guys that I did not recognize from anywhere. And then I went back to this guy, Nick. I went back to the website and looked up the contestants and I saw him there and I was like, still nothing. Then I was going, is this a good diagnostic for Alzheimer's? Because I got nothing.
Bachelorzheimer's. So let's see. Luke's hair plugs, still there.
Yep.
The biggest news is that Chad is still here and everybody's clapping. And the dad, Dick's Function, the dick pill seller
Evan.
Dad. Oh, Evan.
Yeah.
I just call him Dick's Function. So.
Yeah, Dick's Function. That's fine. Edie.
Yeah, Edie. He is so mad, but I'm proud of him for not wearing a pleather jacket from TJ Maxx teen section today.
I skipped through. Here's where I kind of started. when Chad walks from the trailer. I have some little things, but it was so stupid.
How do you judge what's stupid and what's not stupid? We're watching The Bachelorette, for Christ's sake.
Well, because I felt like there was no news. You know, it was just a bunch of guys talking about Chad.
Why does everybody call Derek a snake in the grass? Because they, of course, the first 20 minutes was just Chris saying, so guys, welcome back. What do you think of Chad? They're like, God damn, Chad. Oh, Chad's a jerk. Bro, Chad's so mean. Chad hurt my feelings. And then Luke was saying, well, I can appreciate someone like Chad more than a snake in the grass like Derek. What?
They're just jealous because Derek's actually funny. And he's actually sort of intelligent. Because I follow him on Twitter. Sorry, oh. I do.
They show a clip of Derek really doing nothing offensive. He's like, hey, sure. JoJo. And then Alex is watching it, little guy, yeah. Alex,
yeah.
And he makes one of those, like, one, I just got a basketball in the hoop shots. What do you call those? I'm a gay person. I mean, I'm a really gay person.
Dunk?
Yeah, a dunk. He makes a dunk shot, and he's like, called it. Poor thing. You're even having goal sports in your head. You ain't ever going to be on a basketball team. You're just making yourself look petty and short right now.
It's so true.
And then Chris is like, Alex, you fought for America. And everyone's like, whoa. Stupid Luke starts going to his, well, as someone who's also served the country. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you too. The origin of being a Marine is fight or flight. And when you get older, you can be a mature adult about it and get tall hair and pomade. But when you're younger,
you have to control yourself. You know, you learn to control yourself like I control my hair.
I love the English. Derek says, Alex was the guardian of speaking to each other's face. He's the guardian of that, Derek. You're the smart one. Come on, Derek.
I think he meant he's the gardener. because he waters everybody's thoughts and feelings until they bloom into spoken thoughts.
You're supposed to be the guardian of talking to my face. What does that even mean? But they all seem to understand each other. It's like a different place where you can just make syllable sounds and people just nod and get it. Did Grant get a nose chin? I mean, did Grant get a chin job?
I think yes.
He did, right?
They all looked a little bit different. Did you notice that?
Yes. I mean, he could have taped that one eye open because he still has that Popeye thing going on. But I think his chin was smaller, but I'm just not sure if it was just a bigger set and less close-ups.
That's also what I think it was, because I thought everybody looked a little different. Like Evan, ED's, Dysfunction's face looked a little wider. I know that seems like a small detail, but it didn't look as, like, he didn't look as scrawny.
Oh,
a long face. He looked kind of like, more like a real person.
He looks kind of ratty, that guy. Like,
but maybe because we weren't seeing him standing up.
Yeah, I think it's different when you see them all from further away like that in one big group. Like, you really see the filler. Or yes. Alex, then we did get a close-up. Because, you know, as much as I make fun of little Alex, I love an angry, confused short man. I love them. Like, a really controlling guy who works out way too much and has tattoos that don't make sense. I'm into that. So I love little Alex. And I was so impressed with his eyebrow work. He got his eyebrows done yesterday. And his eyelids were still red, so you could tell that someone was like, bro, let me do your brows. Probably Vinny. And I thought
Something funny happens later. I don't know if I wrote it down, so I'm just going to say it now. But I think Chad later is talking about how they all just want to be, how they all like are in media or whatever. And he goes, I mean, you know, and Alex is, you know, his modeling. I was like, what? No, he's not a model.
Eyebrow modeling. Alex is bicep modeling.
Oh, my God.
He's in basketball commercials, but they only show him from the waist up.
I mean, he's, come on. He's basketball.
I think he's so cute. I love him.
You do?
Yeah, he has, like, cute model face. But he could only model in things that aren't print, so you could see his eyes move back and forth really confused. And really wide. I love his, like, blank, confused eyes.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to keep moving.
Okay, sorry. So, okay, Grant.
We're already a half hour in.
We are on this one?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because we had to stop.
Yeah.
So, okay. You go ahead.
Okay, let's get to the
I'll find it in my notes when you go ahead, because my notes are literally all like, wow. I love their eyebrows. Oh, okay, look at their nose hair.
Stuff over and over and over. So let's get to when Chad comes out. This was really funny, and it was probably only an LA thing, but since you're in LA, so Chad starts walking out, and under Chad walking from his trailer to the studio, the crawl, the Chiron, like from Eyewitness News, said, "Search for sex predator preying on teens." Did you see that?
No.
It was really funny.
Well, at least it didn't say found.
Yeah, that's true.
Sex predator. Oh, poor Chad. I don't think Chad would have enough penis power to get into a teen because he has a lot of steroids. I mean, choose one or the other, dude.
You can need a shoehorn.
Yeah, you can have giant veins bulging out of your arms or your penis. You can't have both.
Exactly. Chad is so crazy. And he comes out and he just has learned nothing. All he says is like, well, you know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, I guess you just can't punch people, you know? Well, it's an abusive personality. And Chris is like, well, did you want to punch people? And he's like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Reminded me of that joke, you know, the what do you say to a woman with two black eyes?
Huh?
Nothing. You already told her twice.
Oh, God.
He reminds me of that joke. Like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, these guys don't listen.
Yeah. You know, well, they make me want to punch him.
Yeah, they're driving me to it. I mean, you tell me what I'm supposed to do.
I think he's just dumb.
I
mean, he's dumb in the speaking way, but he's also so smart. I mean, he really did get the only chair next to Chris for the entire show until they interviewed the boring-ass Dead Eyes people at the end. I mean, he was like on that. They talked about him the first 20 minutes. Then he sat next to Chris for the next hour or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And never spoke any kind of sense. And I was dying. And the audience was laughing. And the guys were so pissed at him. And the audience was cheering for Chad.
Well,
and they would give
him
some fun booze. But also they were cheering for everything.
Yeah. Oh, and there were some girls wearing T-shirts that said Chad, the next bachelor.
The Chadchiller. Like, you guys, that doesn't even roll off the tongue. There was a guy wearing a shirt that says hashtag Chadchiller, the Chadchiller.
Yeah.
They bring him out and they're trying to get all Jerry Springer. They have some like loss prevention guy from Ross Dress for Less who looks all angry standing behind him. Like, I'll take care of him. Really? Because Chad could crush you in 2 seconds.
Yeah. That was so great.
Thinking of steal a bath
so
rug.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah. So they showed Dixfunction, the dad, making the steroid jokes, and he's trying to stand up for himself, and he's like, well, it was stand-up comedy. You were supposed to be telling sex stories, okay? Not making fun of someone else's possible steroid jokes, not being able to get it up. But his excuse, he goes, Chad is just like a cloud that rains on my parade. Like, really? Are you quoting Funny Girl lyrics right now? Don't rain on my parade. Dixfunction.
And so then, there's something that happened before that I want to get back to. But yes, then they showed the video of when Chad ripped Dixfunction's shirt. So they showed the videotape to show whether or not Dixfunction pushed him, which to me, it seemed crystal clear that he didn't push him, that he like put his hand on his back to walk around him. Cause you know, when you're on like a little stage like that and you're trying to get her by a chair and there's because he wasn't even looking at Chad. And then he did go to shake somebody else's hand and Chad's like, see, he pushed me.
Yeah.
You see my body move? His body didn't move at all.
No, it didn't. It was the Douche Reuter film. It's like the Zapruder film.
The Zapruder
they just kept
film.
Playing it over and over.
Yeah.
And then the audience is so mean because it's obvious to me anyway. I was with you. It's obvious they were just passing in a tiny way and he kind of put his hand on him to move.
Right.
And then he shook somebody's hand. You do not see him being pushed. There's no
not
way.
At all.
And
no.
The audience, Chris says, what do you think, audience? Like, you pushed him. Ah! But they love it, of course.
The best.
And then he said, what does he say? Something like those bunch of hicks, Dixfunction. He's, I'll get to it in my note. But he said something. Oh, he said, the guy's like Trump. He's just a big fake idiot. And there was no audience reaction.
Right,
he was trying to get applause. And I was like, you got to know your audience. They were just playing a CMT commercial before you said this.
Exactly. They have to know that every song that plays on The Bachelor is some kind of country, some Dan and Shay or Rascal Flatts. These people are
It's like, know your crowd. No your Trump audience. Jokes in here. Yeah. Yes. And he just looked so beaten down that he couldn't get anybody to agree with him. The audience is cheering against him. And then Chad, of course, takes all of that goodwill back when he says, maybe we should watch it again. Because I actually almost fell. Like, I moved when he pushed me.
And then at least they're a little bit like, oh, come on.
They're so silly. When the whole thing about punching came up, Chris says, why'd you punch that wall? And he's like, I don't know, because, like, walls, like, it's better than cursing. And everyone started laughing because that makes no sense.
Right.
But also, he didn't punch a wall. He punched a metal door. Does anybody even watch it? Do the people on this show even remember being in it?
And by the way, him punching walls and punching metal doors did not stop him from cursing.
I know. He's still like, fucking door. He's like, your fucking wall that moves.
That's all he did was curse. Yeah, well, it's better than cursing because, you know, I'm such a nice guy. I'm just a nice guy. I don't like to use that kind of language.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to punch someone because I'm the only guy here who's honest. Okay, yeah. Chad. Then when he starts going down the line and calling them all users and saying, well, that's a radio host, that's a model, that's an actor, he goes, oh, dysfunction. I don't even know what the hell you're trying to get out of this. And then... someone with a good burnt Wes who's trying to be... Wes, I like you drunk on Snapchat, but otherwise, shut up.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like,
yeah, well, what is a real estate developer from Tulsa doing here? It's like, that's his point. He's not here to use her, you dope. Are you listening?
Okay, but what about right before that when Nick, who I cannot place, stands up and challenges him to a fight? Out of nowhere.
I was tweeting this on our account last night, and I was like, who's the homely guy trying to get camera time? Because he just kept fighting with everybody. He's like, listen here, Alex. You're the problem. Hey, listen here, Chad. Now you're the problem. And then he takes off his jacket. I was like, please put your jacket back on, Muffin Top. Put it back on. No one knows who you are. And the Ross Dress for Less loss prevention guy is about to take that toilet paper roll holder that you just stole out the back of the store.
And then Chad goes, well, I don't think we should fight, you know, because, you know, we're both in dress shoes. What?
I can't fight in really short pants, okay, man? They're all still wearing those really short pants.
Yep.
But later, JoJo reminded us who she was, and she said, oh, hey, Santa. That was the sad guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I don't think I saw that part.
Ain't Santa always played by the abusive drunk who wants to kick everybody's ass by the end of the night?
Well, I think Santa had been like doing a curls for the girls for a few months between getting kicked off and coming.
What's
the
curls
really
for the girls?
Curls for the girls, you know, doing some lifting, some weights, doing some curls, knowing that he's gonna, you know. Beyond, but the saddest thing is his only other appearance was going to be on Mental All.
Yeah.
So you could just see him, like, you know, working out in his garage, you know, with the weight, with his weight bench, just going, I'm going to be on Mental All. I'm going to show him. I'm going to rip off my jacket and I'm going to challenge Chad to a fight.
And he's just challenging everybody. He's so stupid. And that guy, look, it's your own fault nobody recognizes you from the show. You dressed as Santa. That was so weird. And then you sweated the whole time.
I know
he goes to bars thinking he's going to get like a trailer load of pussy just dropped off at his feet, but nobody even knew who he was. They'd fuck Santa before they'd fuck you because at least they recognize him.
Exactly.
Like, you were on The Bachelor? Yeah. Yeah, love that, Santa. So he's ridiculous. Grant, your actions after this season show who you are. Oh, okay, so Chad has been just fucking everybody's exes.
Right.
Who doesn't love Chad? Because this is amazing.
Right. And then he says, what is he? Also my boyfriend Derek tried to call him out. And remember, and he's like, well, what about when you were just getting all crazy and aggressive and like dropping F-bombs and like you moved when I moved your protein powder? And he's like, you shouldn't be afraid of words.
You're afraid of words, bro? You're afraid of words?
It's like, you're not going to get very far in life being afraid of words. Life lessons from Chad.
He had so many gold lines, so many golden lines. I couldn't even type them all out because I was just laughing. I was like, oh, I'll just type about someone's eyebrows instead. Grant, one other stupid thing I typed was that Grant, when he was trying to tell off Alex, because Grant's another one. It's like, you... he's all wonky-eyed and angry. He's trying to tell people off, and he was telling Alex off, and he's like, Alex, man, you were so busy trying to take everybody else down that you didn't even try to take JoJo down. Who does that? Like, has there been a season of The Bachelorette where they're like, I'm going to ruin this bitch?
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry. We can move on now. I just saw that.
You didn't even try to take JoJo down, you know, to the movies and for a soda afterwards. you left that last part out, though.
I think he meant, like, you didn't try and get down.
Know? No, I know, but he said it, did not say it correctly.
Poor thing. So, okay, Chris, let's talk about these hookups. So, Chad's like, doing all these girls on Instagram, it's not my fault they broke up with them to come on this show. And Grant goes, no, I broke up with her, then I went on the show. That's exactly what he just said. What are you people are like the worst episode of The Good Wife I've ever seen.
It's crazy. And what I think there's so much more fun stuff happening behind the scenes that I definitely have to start following all these guys on Twitter.
That's a whole other show if we start actually reading all these people. But I'm in for it. I have an extra 10 hours in my week. Let's do it.
I mean, it just seems like some fun stuff is going on behind the scenes of all of the relationships. It's like the relationships behind The Bachelor.
Yeah, they show what's happening, the boring stuff on camera, and then all the real good stuff is off. Because, you know, JoJo has probably had, I don't know. I feel like JoJo's probably boned a lot of people from The Bachelor. After you told me that they're all friends and they all hang out in real life, it's like a big, gigantic frat.
I'm just hoping that on the Bachelor in Paradise, that there's going to be more them talking about what goes on behind the scenes. Like them gossiping about other people and who they've hooked up with.
Ooh, I like it. I can't wait to watch it. So many wonky eyes on that show, boys and girls.
Yeah.
So the stupid blonde guy takes off his jacket. We already talked about that. You're a coward.
Yeah.
And Chad goes, hey, bro, you should think of your thoughts before you say them.
And then Chris asks him what his mom. Oh, then Chris goes, so your mom passed away 6 months before you went on the show. And he goes, yeah.
Come on.
What do you think your mom would have thought about, like, you know, your time on the show? And he goes, she would have loved it. She would have thought it was hilarious.
Well, what do you think? He was just raised in a box somewhere and came out like that? Someone molded that clay.
So true.
She's probably like, you gonna take that? You better punch that door, son. He's like, yeah, fuck you, door. She's like, that's a good boy.
I just think it was hilarious that, I mean, what did Chris Harrison think he was going to get from that? Like, he thought he was going for, like, a really, like, a deep, like, he was, pensive moment. And he's like, yeah, mom's dead. She would have loved it.
Well, nobody was moaning either. He's like, your mom's dead. And everyone's like, no one went, Iraq, dead mom. I mean, you guys, these are your key lines. Are you still crying, staring at stupid Luke's doll hair?
So, okay. So then I feel like we were kind of done with Chad for now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was more of Alex and Chad just like, you're mean to me. They're mean to me, bro. Well, he's mean. And I care about Joelle. He's a tattletale. I just did it because I love Joelle. Well, I'm just fucking everybody's girlfriend because I felt bad that they were getting their feelings hurted.
Yeah, and then Chris asks him if he has any remorse, if he feels like anything, and he's like, no. Zero.
He said, I don't regret 99.7 of the things I did. What is the 0.03?
Just not having enough protein powder. Just feels like he didn't have enough protein powder.
I regret that normal-skinned looking person stole my protein powder, brah.
So then, sadly, it's time to interview Luke. Which was so stupid. I was really confused and I was in pain. You know, it was really confusing and painful. Maybe I should have said I love you earlier. I mean, I was like, are you auditioning for On Golden Pond 2?
No kidding. He really does have that
Henry Fonda died.
Voice now. And that's all I can think when I watch him. I love that they kept getting close-ups of the back of his neck where you can see the hair restoration.
Yes.
Did you notice it after I pointed it out to you?
I did. I thought they were showing him from the back a lot.
also, there was a really, really good shot of him, which I'm sure they've gotten a million close-ups of him, but last night, for whatever reason, maybe it was because they're using black lighting on this show or whatever, but they kept showing him close up, and he has the, you know how men, somehow there's a way that men are getting decent facial surgery now, and my examples are Robert Downey Jr. Actually, that's all I can come up with. And kind of Luke. But here's how you can tell, okay? It's like when you look at the rings of a tree, you know? On housewives, you can look at their neck and kind of tell, like, the decades. But on men, you look at their ears because they can't really move your ears, right? They can lift the rest of your face, but they can't lift your ears. So right by the little, right after the floppy part, what's it called? The lobe.
Uh-huh.
There's that little other part, and you can see the lines where they're taking it up. And I think he's had two facelifts. That's what I'm counting. But you can see them. You can read them like the rings of a tree. So thank you for giving me that close-up, because that's all I needed. Because I was like, are we being mean? I mean, we are.
No,
but
I swear to God, I'm not just saying this to try to be funny on our podcast. I mean, I say everything to try to be funny a little bit. But but truly, I think Luke looks like he's in his 50s.
He does not look...
First of all, I don't know if they said he's in his 20s, but it's not possible that he's in his 20s unless he has that like Chelsea Handler syndrome where he just always looks, you know, 18 years older than his real age.
Oddly, she looks somewhat hotter now. Is that weird?
She does. It's like I think she has a better makeup person.
Yeah, honestly, I think she hit 40 and she stayed. I think she hit 40 when she was 25, but then just stayed there all this time. It's kind of amazing.
I did. I just saw her in something and I was like, wow, she looks a lot better. But it's because whoever was doing her makeup on her show is horrible.
Yeah.
She has better makeup now.
But
Luke looks, he is not, there is no way he's in his 20s and there's definitely no way 30s either.
Yeah, and I'm not an ageist. I'm 40, but...
I'm 50.
Girl, just be 40 and 50. Why you gotta be getting tree rings on your ears? You look crazy. You look like Chucky. You look like a dumber version of Chucky. Yeah, oh, and also, if you can't read their ears, if that's not showing you, read their gums. You can get new teeth. You can't get new gums.
Exactly.
So, yeah, his dentures looked very dry. He kept licking them. My favorite things about seeing him again... Really, I don't like him. But my favorite things were, I forgot he was the one to come on the unicorn. We should have fucking known. He was the one. He's like, here's a unicorn. It's like your dream. Gross. And then his talking. I love some old man Luke rambles. They showed a clip of him going, when I look into your eyes. Okay, I'm trying to transcribe, but. When I look into your eyes and know that your eyes are the eyes I can be looking at into the rest of my life. Ice. So I'm excited. Eyes. Looking in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. And all I kept thinking was they're going to make him the next Bachelor. I just know it. And I can't take it.
They'll have so much footage. The editors are going to hate them if they do that. Because they're going to have endless hours of Luke just sitting there. They're going to go, okay, Luke, what'd you think of that girl? Well, when I looked at her, I was trying to think, do I feel something in my eyes or do I not feel something? My heart is yours and my heart's there for you. Where's my heart? It's there for you.
I thought I felt something in my eyes, but then I used some Visine allergy drops and it was gone. Oh, it's back. Okay, I went outside and it's back again.
Watching Luke get...
Taught me how to love again. Because I was... Well, doesn't Chris Harrison ask him why he was holding back? Right? Because he's like, well, you didn't tell her you loved her. You didn't tell her you loved her. Why were you holding back? What part of surrounding her with rose petals and a big heart and telling her how amazing she is and that he sees his whole future with her, how is that holding back?
Also, Sunset... And then he was doing that, like, weird lesbian open mouth kissing thing with her when he's like, blah. And then he kept grabbing her head and pulling it back and going, this is like his total douchebag body language.
I had a physical reaction to this. This is just grossed out.
It's disgusting. He is disgusting. And when they're showing all this, I thought, I cannot wait to see his face when they show him getting dumped again. Is he going to go into dead-eyed blink stare again where he's like, blink, 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 what's happening? This one's supposed to happen, shit! When he did that. So he's watching it, and he is so in love with himself. This is the first time I've ever believed that he's in love, because they show his little face in the bottom of the screen watching the clips. He's smiling. There's a sparkle in his eye. It's the first time he hasn't looked like Coraline's mom from that cartoon. Like, he doesn't look like the scary, big, black-eyed monster. He just looks, like, so in love and a twinkle in his eye, but he's looking at himself. Stupid.
Yeah. No, I agree.
If you ever want to see how these guys feel, show them video of themselves.
Yes.
I just was hoping the magic was real. Okay, so Chris, how did it feel, Luke? And he's like, it felt like getting hit by a train, but it was worth it because that pain of mine makes me know that she's happy. And then he keeps talking for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I hadn't had a relationship because I was in the military and I was like, had PTSD, so I didn't think I was gonna love again.
But yeah. Then
JoJo sang to my heart, and my heart started singing back like a Tweety bird, but more like with a more melody. And then I just started feeling things like she had the key to my heart.
Yeah, 20 minutes of that. She taught me to love again. My heart opened back up and I like loved again. And then like to have it end in the most shocking way, I feel like lick, lip, lick, lick, lick. I feel like I was like having anxiety attacks. Like it took time and reflection to get over it. And like, I'd like to thank my reflection.
Yeah. But now, but Chris, just to let you know, I'm over it now and I'm ready to open up my heart again. I need a little, of that oil, a little oil to help open it because it's creaky. But I'm going to open my heart if you just make me the bachelor.
And the dress barn girls in the audience are like, really? You're going to go marry some old man doll that's like licking his dry lips and pretending to feel things? Stop, guys.
This is what I'm talking about where I go, I hate to be cynical. I don't hate to be cynical. It just is the fact. No men actually act like that. Gay or straight. No one is so like, I just want to be in love. I wasn't opening my heart. Nobody talks like that. And to imagine that like 10 different guys are, I just want to open my heart. Nobody opens their heart.
Keep your heart closed, for Christ's sake. You made it through the war, okay? Now's not the time to open your heart.
Oh,
God. If anything, put on a bulletproof vest and thank your lucky stars you're still here, girl. Now be quiet. Also, people that are talking about how much they love you all the time are users, and they're trying to trick you, or they're abusers.
Exactly.
Mark my words. He'll abuse someone. He'll bite someone with those dentures. And it'll hurt.
Yep.
So,
all right, so then Chase comes out.
Oh, my God. Dead-eyed Garfield. I couldn't even with Chase. I went outside and smoked a cigarette, and I kept looking inside, and he's like, yeah, but then I was like, I felt like, here's what I was like, what, feeling? Chase, just be quiet. Take off your shirt.
So on my own, this is what I wrote. Chase, I'm falling asleep watching Chase, and it's 9:40 a.m. Chase doesn't open up, blah, 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 blah. It's the first time he's ever said I love you, blah, 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 blah.
If this is any sign of how boring Chase is, I didn't even write notes. And that's a lot for me. I didn't talk about anybody's eyebrows, nothing. I was like, bye now.
Well, I have here that, which was the only interesting part, was that Chase wanted to know why she let him go to the fantasy suite. And I agree. That's what I said to you on our last episode. Why did she let him go to the fantasy suite? I think she's a bitch for doing that. I think she should have let him go earlier since she was... I mean, you saw her face looked horrified by him the whole time.
Yeah.
On the whole date. She looked like, oh, God, get this guy away. I'm not into this. I'm not... And listen, as a woman who's, you know, dated a guy like that in the past, I know, I understand that anxious feeling of like, oh, God, this guy's way too into me. And I'm not feeling this at all. And he's on a different date than I am. He's really into this and I'm not. And he's not reading my body language or my face expressions. Like, at no point did Chase ever go, are you okay? Is anything wrong? Like,
yeah,
are you into this?
The whole time she's like, oh, so romantic. I'm feeling things and I don't know what I feel. And she's kissing him and holding his hands and looking over a cliff at sunset. And
I agree. It's
probably grabbing his dick through his dockers. I mean, yeah. How the hell is he supposed to know?
I agree. You're right. Because a lot of guys when you are not the masters of subtlety. And right.
Because like Chase, it's not like Chase goes on dates and talks a lot. You know,
no.
Like he's not going to date a lawyer. who shows up at dinner and says, "You won't believe the briefs I had today, babe." Like, he couldn't even, his head would explode. He's probably just wanting someone to, like, sit there and eat his green beans with while they watch the news or whatever. Fucking go to bed, you know?
Right.
So I don't think he can read signs like that. And, you know, JoJo needs to feel safe and you don't have rails on your stairs. I wrote more notes about the Ringling Brothers commercial because how are people still hiring gay guys to get their faces licked by lions? Like, haven't we learned anything, gay people? You know, we give women a lot of shit for not learning anything on this show.
Right.
Gay people, stay away from lions. They'll bite your damn face off.
I agree. I was trying to hurry up, though. I didn't watch any commercials because I was trying to wrap it up.
I had to. I had to watch it live. I got to watch the convention and then this. It was so many orange people.
Right. And then so the episode before, I watched the convention and I was getting stressed out that we were going to miss it. But then when the news started, I recorded that. But this time I hadn't recorded ahead of time. So that's why I ended up missing the last 15 minutes. But you'll fill me in. But anyway, I'm still with you when JoJo comes out.
Yeah. And the cutout dress, of course.
Yes. And my feeling was that things aren't going great for her. Because usually they come out and they go, "I'm so happy. I'm glad I went through all this because it, you know, coming through on the other side, it was all worth it." She doesn't say that.
Well, she picked all the douchebags with like obviously needy hair. I mean, every one of the guys she picked for the end, besides Chase, but almost, I think, well, the final two for sure, they both have like really thirsty hair. And I don't mean dry, because obviously it's very well moisturized, but it's just, it needs so much, they just need so much attention, people with hair like that. Both of them. Orange Robbie got a traffic cone, and the other one's Aaron Rodgers. So you cannot pick a guy like that and expect him to be into you. He's only into himself, okay?
No, both of those guys are the worst. I mean, I do truly think Robbie's gay, but if he's not gay, then that's even worse because then he's just, something's wrong with him. If he's gay and he wanted to be on TV, I'm being real here. Then I understand. Like, then he just looks good and he works out and he does his hair and he's, you know, very interested in what he's wearing. But if he's straight, that's weird.
Well, these, you know, now we have them metrosexuals. So it's,
yeah, but he's beyond that. I think he's not, there's nothing heterosexual about him. And then he's just a fame whore.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, like, with his skinny jeans and his skinny Dockers and his Aaron Rodgers hair. That's a metrosexual.
That's metrosexual. Yeah. Exactly.
Luke, I would believe, is a metrosexual.
I agree.
Senior metrosexual. This one, yeah, this one's just gay. And God bless him. You know, go find some dick. But like that's, I said, it's right. Not dick he's looking for. It's coke.
Yes.
I still believe that. God, I wish we could have seen them last night. I sure miss that Orange Robbie. So then they all start trying to... JoJo, at this point, I think you're right. She looks beaten down and tired in every answer.
Yes.
It's kind of like in her season, you know, the whole season, though. She, every time they asked her, she's like, "Well, I'm trying to feel things with Robbie, and here I am, and I hope I can feel them."
Yes. You
know, she's never really had much. She's kind of a dish rag, like with cutout dresses.
I agree, and I agree so much that she looked tired and beaten down. She looked like, she's like, yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't expect, you know, this to, I don't know if she said, "I didn't expect it to be this hard," or, but she's like, she never said, "I had to go through this to have the ending that I wanted." She never said that. She's like, she goes, this, but she said, she goes, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
That's not good.
She's like, it was hard. It was kind of hard because, you know, like, I didn't know how it was going to feel when I was done. And here I am, done.
Yeah.
I'm like, poor thing. And then when Chris is like, "Well, why don't you tell JoJo off?" And the guys are all nice, you know, nice to her. And she tells, I think it's Chase, she says, "I tried to be fair. I didn't expect to feel the way I do about this many men." And then it pans to all the 20 guys. Jeez. And then Chris said, I think the most telling thing, which I guess they've talked about before, but I'd never heard it. Chris tells us the most telling thing about JoJo. He's like, "Well, JoJo, you've never broken up with anybody."
Yes.
In your life. She's like, "Yeah, now I've broken up with 20 people." I mean, that says something. You've never broken up with somebody ever. That girl is the girl who's still looking at you on Facebook, calling you 2 years later. Like, "Your wife is pretty." No, stop calling me. So then Luke gets his chance, and he's Luke goes, "If I
that day when my heart, remember when my heart, like, it was opening, and then I was like, it's open for you. And then if I had said I love you earlier, would you still have kicked me off? And she goes, I don't know, but, you know, on the last date, you kept saying you wanted to heart, you love open ditches, heart, love, but you never said the actual, I'm in love with you. And I laughed so hard thinking of you.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But she's like, the thing that makes me feel safe is when somebody says the words, I love you. It's not the way they act, their actions. It's the words. Those words, safe, make me safe.
Words speak louder than actions because actions don't talk. And everybody knows that, guys.
So you can say heart open, falling, open heart surgery.
At the end of the day,
that's a favorite phrase tonight, yeah. By the way. Everyone's saying, at the end of the day,
I know it was a tough process for you, and my consoling process was if you're happy, and I knew I love you because I just wanted you to be happy. So thank you for letting me love you. And, you know, love, like my
it's
process
a journey.
Of consoling.
What does that mean, my consoling process, Luke?
But the thing that you helped me with is, you know, because being a soldier and having loss and keeping my heart open, but now I'm ready to love again. Bachelor.
Also, I have a military pension. So she's like, oh, that's all you needed to say. I needed to hear, I love you and military pension. I'm in.
Oh, my God. But weren't you noticing that when Luke... Earlier, when they were talking to Luke, and Chris goes, so where do you go from here? And he's like, well, I'm ready to find love again. Never did that with any of the other guys. He didn't do that with Chase. I mean, not that Chase would be the guy anyway.
Chase.
But because this is the part where they pick the next Bachelor. You probably don't actually know this, but they
what
always.
What do you mean they pick them? They announce them at the end of this or something?
They'll probably announce it at the end of at next week.
Oh, God, please do not pick Luke. So that guy is full of so much
shit.
I
think they're going to. This is why I was horrified, because I'm like, oh, my God, they're making him the next Bachelor. This is how they're talking about him. Oh, are you ready for love again? Do you think you're ready for love? Yes, I'm ready for love. What's the next step for you, love?
God, the retirement center. Get out of here, Michael Douglas, okay? No one expects you not to have sex anymore, but we don't want to see it at this point. Okay, now close your bedroom door and be quiet.
Exactly. So this is going to make our job a lot harder for the next Bachelor.
So Chase, don't feel guilty. I think Chase has like sores all over his lips. He has something weird covered up with makeup.
I agree.
And then Chad just sat there eating prunes, which was hilarious. I think it was prunes. He's just watching them eating prunes and kind of laughing at what idiots they all are, which, you know, so were we, but not with prunes. And then James Taylor, the biggest pussy in the world. From Katy, Texas. Now, here's what I have to say to you, JoJo. You know, you're the kind of girl, you're on all these apps. You're on the Facebook and the Tinder and the Match.com, the Plenty of Fish and the and the eHarmony and I go and I went and I looked at all these
and
sites.
The ones that you have to be a celebrity and you have to get, you know, verified by some people on Facebook or get a that one.
Yeah, the blue Facebook, the blue check site. On the dark Twitter. I know what you're doing, JoJo. And you're the prettiest girl on all of them. You're the most sincere, most prettiest girl ever. Chris is like, is there a question, you fucking moron? Move on.
This surprised me when JoJo was like, oh my God, James Taylor, I totally overlooked you. I made a mistake. I want to marry you. What did he think was going to happen?
I think pretty much that.
Yeah.
There's no question. Just wanted to tell you I still loved you. Because notice that when Chris was like, yes, all the men you've dumped. So Chase and Luke and whoever the other dumb one that was recently kicked off look mad. They're like giving looks like, yeah, we've got something to say to you, JoJo. But then all the other guys were more desperate. They were all smiling like, I hope I get to say something to JoJo. Be quiet, dysfunction.
Yeah.
Quiet, dysfunction. So Chad, can I talk and say words? And JoJo goes, hey, Chad, sup? And she's acting like she's mad, but I have a feeling she's giving him a blowjob. And then he says, look, I wish you didn't listen to these guys, okay? I wish you and Robbie luck because he broke up with his girlfriend days before the show to come here. He's a liar. And Jordan is such a liar and a cheater. His own brother won't speak to him. So best of luck to you in your relationship endeavors.
That was genius. My favorite part of the whole hour or 2 hours, whatever, 2 hours. And Chris Harrison is just sitting there like, this is gold. Are you guys getting this? Are you getting every... And JoJo's like, wasn't this supposed to be like my show? Like, why? I have to get abused even on like the mental all? Like, really?
Well, you did pick the two biggest douchebags in the world, and you had the People magazines about it. So I mean, you went into this knowingly, okay, lady? Ain't nobody going to feel for you.
Such an idiot.
So she's like, I sure could tell him off, but I won't do it. He's not worth it. People are like, yay. So all the guys stand up to give her a standing ovation except for Alex. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's still mad. But then I realized he was standing. Poor Alex. Little guy. Love ya.
We did forget one little thing. I know we're stressed for time. But when Chase does come, remember when Chase was like, can I come up to the couch? I just want to ask you to your face, like, why did you send me to the fantasy suite? And Elvin, she's like, well, you know, I really wanted you to say, oh, he goes, is it because I said I love you? And she's like, no, that was cool. I like that you said I love you. I like that you said the words because I like words mm-hmm. and that have the word love in them. But then when you said it, I felt anxious. And he's like, what's so anxious? Why would you feel anxious about hearing love? Like when that's what you want to hear, like when you're feeling love and then somebody says it, why would that make you feel anxious? And like I said, as a girl that's, you know, was like, because she wasn't feeling it. She was just like enjoying being on a reality show, having fun, being high in the moment. And then all of a sudden she was like, oh shit, this guy is like really in love with me and I'm freaked out.
Also, she had just fucked two dudes and didn't want to look like a whore just for having a bang with Garfield. Okay? That's why. And also, you're not 5 years old and you don't get a cookie for saying the magic words.
She's like, I didn't have any lasagna in the fantasy suite. So I had to let you go, Garfield.
She's like, that daybed in the public restroom had really been used by that point. I just didn't want to get your back stained. That's all she had to say. He would have been like, thank you. Whenever they ask Derek things and he tries to get like, well, here's what I think about it. Dude, you cried for 10 minutes to Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Like, you don't get to say anything at this point. You're
agreed.
I know we love him, but just please. He's like, yes. Well, here's what I think, JoJo. I no.
Doesn't mean I don't agree.
Why am I crying?
So what did I miss? Because that's all I saw.
So that was Derek. So he's talking about, of course, they gloss over the him sobbing for 10 minutes to Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. But he's like, well, what was that whole thing about me needing reassurance? Remember when you said I need reassurance and you gave me the rose? Because that really like messed me up with the guys. Because like the guys were like super mad at me after that. And she's like, well, I can clarify. He never asked me for reassurance. It's just I saw that you were struggling. It wasn't a pity rose. I hate that word, pity rose. Reassurance isn't negative. I need reassurance. Reassured that I'm reassured by reassurance. Anybody have anything to reassure to me? JoJo just will say one word 20 times. And he's like, see, guys? Now you've all been reassured that I didn't need reassurance. What was the point of that? No one believes you. You were apparently a bitch the whole time. Anyway, it wasn't just that one scene. So Vinny, of course, he's JoJo's like, Vinny, I love that you I love that you grew your beard in, because y'all don't know this because it was a cut scene. But on one of our dates, I shaved Vinny's beard and now he grew it back. I mean, he lost some of the top of his head, but still, you know, good for you. And then Vinny's mom's like, hey, JoJo. And she stands up in the audience and just starts like shouting. So Chris is like, hello, Divine, what is it, dear? And she's like, listen, my boy's a good boy, and you said you wanted a good boy. So why didn't you take my boy? If you wanted a good boy, you lost a good boy. That's what you got. That's what you got, JoJo's.
Oh, I'm so sad I missed that.
She's like, well, I didn't want to go to Staten Island. Oh, you had to ride a ferry? You've ridden two ferries in one episode. Now you're scared? Now you're scared of Vinny? Come on. Hey, Vinny's the guys who wouldn't let you down. And then JoJo tells her, well, he was my best friend in the house. He would comb my hair. He would give me facials. We would laugh. We would talk about reality shows together. I'm like, gay friend zone. Oh, and the mom wouldn't sit down. Chris is like, okay, great talking to you. It's like, yeah, well, great talking to you, mistake maker. Okay, please sit down. And then she goes, he's still single.
Oh, God.
And then sits back down.
Oh,
and
if only they'd done a hometown.
Oh, God. Hot dogs are $1.75 at the Nathan's outside the ferry. What a ripoff. Vinny got me one anyway. What a good boy, Vinny. So Vinny is sitting in his chair with tears in his eyes. And I don't know if he's mortified or if he's like, oh, moved. Mom, I love you too, Mom. But that was pretty much how the show ended. And then they showed bloopers. He's like, sometimes things go right. And sometimes things don't. Look, a bug flew in JoJo's face. Hey, look, another bug flew in JoJo's face. You guys, JoJo's afraid of bugs. So it's just like bugs flying in her face. It was so weird. And then people tripping over things. And James Taylor, of course, whacks himself in the face with his own suspenders. Idiot. And let's see. And then the unicorn that, what's his buns, brought, licked her boob. In the opening, and then one of the wolves on the snow mountain tried to bite her face off, which was good. Sea lion burped. Monkeys drank beer or whatever. I was like, what is this? It's like America's Funniest Animal Home Videos and also Bugs in the Face. That was every single clip. And then JoJo at the end, she's like sobbing, and I guess in Argentina, she's like, I can't believe, what if I made a mistake? Oh, there's a dog. Come here, dog. Come here, dog. Then she starts crying again. And that was pretty much the end. Then he's like, next week, 18 hours of The Bachelor leading into 9 hours of The Bachelor in Paradise. What will happen when we let Horace loose on a beach?
Well, I'm kind of excited a little bit for the finale.
I love every episode of this show so far. Haven't hated one.
I'm so glad. It's really fun to make fun of.
It is. And I'm into it. Like, as much as we make fun of it, I like JoJo. I want JoJo to find happiness.
But she's not going to.
But that's why
I like
her.
That's the real world.
I know, but that's also a real friend. You know, who's friends with people in happy marriage? I mean, no offense. We're friends, but like, you don't hang out. Like, we can't hang out all the time. You're happy. You have children. Like, what are you going to do? Like, let's go party and have drinks? No, I need some damaged girl with issues to talk about.
Yeah, but I think JoJo will give us plenty of good TV for that exact reason, because she's picking exactly the wrong guy. She's not going to – when, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, and you haven't seen past seasons, but the only time it ever works out is when they absolutely do not pick the charming guy. When they pick the guy that's like, when they pick the, not even a Derek, but she would have had to pick like Chase.
Oh, the Asian guy in the kilt, Don. He was back. Oh, God. Still wearing that kilt, Don. Was it not mortifying enough the first time?
It is kind of funny how some of the guys that come back are like, why are you back?
Yeah. Don, or that there were a couple who didn't get to say anything, like that super fan guy. With a picture of his dad by his bedside.
Oh, right. Forgot about him.
No, it was a picture of Chris Harrison by his bedside.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh.
So geez. That ends the men tell all. They had that thing at the end. Wes is still trying to talk too much. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention was earlier, Wes is like, look, Chad, bro, I'm the first to admit that we totally Lords of the Flies'd you, which I thought was hilarious because he just basically said, yeah, we all bullied you. We all turned you into Piggy. Okay. But. Get over it. It's like, you know that Piggy ended up killing everybody at the end. And why are you bringing up literature on a Bachelorette show? Okay.
Yeah.
So the end tag. I will shut up soon, I swear to God. So Wells started talking again, and he was telling this wacky story about how they went into the flower room, which I guess is where they get dumped or whatever. They all had flower names for each other. And James Taylor goes, well, I think Derek thought it was kind of cliquish. And Alex goes, yeah, so we started calling him the Pussy Willow. And Derek goes, that's not even flower. I just wanted a flower name.
And that was oh, the end. My God.
Oh.
I love this.
I do too.
Wow. Well, we got like over an hour out of Men Tell All. Just imagine. So, okay. So next week, just to let our listeners know, we're going to do the finale and the rose, the after the final rose.
Yes.
As one long podcast.
Oh, Lord help us.
Well, we have to because the very next day we're going to have the Bachelor in Paradise.
I know. It'll be like a 24-hour podcast network over here. Yeah, let's do yeah. it.
So, and we're going to have to cover Bachelor Pad for anybody that's wondering. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise. For anyone that's wondering what we're going to do next, that's what we'll do.
That's what we'll do. So if you guys want to find us, thank you. Mm-hmm. Search for us on iTunes, et cetera. You can go to roseprix.com. All of our links for iTunes and our personal Twitters and all of that. Our podcast Twitter is at roseprixpod. And that's also our Instagram. Come on Facebook to talk to us. And thank you so much for your ratings and your reviews on iTunes. That helps yes. us so much.
And I'm loving all of the tips and the things you guys are finding about The Bachelorette and the stuff, the tweets and the – I love all that information. I go and I read it all.
Yes, and all the gossip you post on the old Facebook. So good because yes. we don't read it because we don't like to get spoiled. But it is fun to read it when you post it.
Yes.
Dirty. Thanks, you guys. Stephanie, have a great one. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Be vulnerable.